Hello there, guys, and welcome to the Fantasy UK NFL podcast, brought to you by myself, Joel Shields, and this week we've got Callum Simpson joining us to help us go through all of the news and everything else to do with fantasy. This is our first ever episode, unfortunately not being able to bring this to you until week 5 of the season due to some excellent preparation, but don't fear, we will be here for every other week of the NFL, at least playoff season, and then hopefully on through until the Super Bowl. First up, we're going to go around the league and give you the latest news.
News.
That's the news. Okay, so news. First up, injuries. We've got a injury to the armpit of the league, the Seahawks. The Earl Thomas broken fractured shin, or fractured, is it your fib tib?
His middle finger's working fine now.
His middle finger's working fine, as is Callum's at the moment. We also had the horrific injury to Tyler Eifert, who will no doubt be out for the rest of the year, along with to join a bunch of injured tight ends and make it even more difficult for you to fulfill that position in your fantasy team. And another tight end that's sustained an injury is Rob Gronkowski. What's he done, Callum?
He's hurt his arsehole cotton.
Yeah, so dodgeball references aside, I don't know how serious that is. It doesn't seem to be too bad. He's got Thursday night football against, who have they got? Patriots on Thursday. They're playing some random team that no one cares about, so we're not worried. But either way, we think he should be available. So I wouldn't.
Good luck.
I wouldn't go ahead and drop him or bench him just yet. I'd hold off for the injury report. Right. So other news is Craig has won again in our fantasy league, which is Craig. For a bit of background for you people who aren't aware, is the one that no one wants to win in our fantasy league. Mm-hmm. He blags fantasy. He says he doesn't trust projections when you try and like use it as some sort of quantifiable value for a player in a trade. But then if he's playing and his team has a great projection, they are gospel. He is, yeah, probably the least liked player in our league. I think that goes without saying, wouldn't you agree?
Cameron? I would agree. Yeah. Also in a lot of other situations today.
In life, mostly. In life. So he's just gone, is he 3-1? Three and one?
That's a very good question. He is 3-1.
He's 3-1 along with
myself.
Yourself. So people no doubt cheering for Callum if those two face up anytime soon. Along with Tyler, I believe.
Yeah.
Tyler is a guy who last year was a rookie to the league, and this year spends all day at home looking after his baby. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it also seems to give him a lot of time to do research. He seems to be like a different breed this season. He's on it with waiver wire pickups. He's got matchups coming through. He was kind enough to bring in another rookie into the league, his friend, to bear the brunt of what I'm sure will be a few trade rapes.
Yeah, we needed a whipping boy.
But this whipping boy is currently sat at, what is he sat at?
1-3.
Like a few people sat at 1-3. But mm-hmm. It's not always a bad score. It doesn't always reflect, I don't think. I mean, I'm currently sat at 1-3, and there's nothing wrong with that, I don't think. Last year, it's a bit tough for me. I went 10-0, and this year, starting off at 1-3. Cooper Kupp on the bench. I've had a couple of weeks where the Vikings have been very hard on me, considering they're supposed to be one of the better teams. And yeah, I benched a few of them after that slaughtering at Buffalo, which no one could have really predicted. I think the only person who predicted it was Craig, but this was after the fact, which is when most of his predictions that he made seem to come to light, but he insists he made them pre-game.
Yeah, he's already 18 now.
Yeah, so in terms of the league, it's pretty chopped down the three slices. It's got three slices. You've got the 3-1s, the 2-2s, and the 1-3s. But I'm sure as the weeks progress, it should even up a little bit more. Craig can't stay this lucky for long. He was lucky enough to pick up Patrick Mahomes, and he's rode him ever since, which has definitely helped him to a couple of victories. But yeah, as far as injuries go, I think there wasn't that many this week. But we'll if any come in over the course of the show, we'll definitely keep you in the loop. That's it for the news. Next up is the section which Callum's just going to look up on his phone, and this is also extremely professional. This is followed by
weekly matchups.
The weekly matchups. So we're going to go through the games one at a time and give our 2 cents or 2 pennies, as it were, because this is a British podcast. Let's bring on the matchups. Okay, so the first probably 6 or 7 games were just lost due to technical difficulties. Who did we have? I think the last one we covered was the Jags Chiefs, which promises to be most watched this weekend, unless there's any bigger matchup we've not got to yet. Who's next, Cal? Do you?
Good question. My app showed me week 4, so I can tell you who played last week.
I mean, we can go back through every previous game,
okay,
which is probably something we will do.
The Broncos at the Jets.
Broncos win. I don't think Sam Darnold's doing much against that D. I don't think they've got the targets. I think you look at an Emmanuel Sanders, Royce Freeman, crazy Philip Lindsay kind of game.
Yeah, my boy Lindsay.
That's the list we speak about. Philip Lindsay's performance this week, the better, because I don't like him. Because of what he just did to my fantasy team. Starters, as I said, your Denver receiver's probably decent. Bilal Powell, Isaiah Crowell, Powell and Crowell. Where'd you value that backfield?
Not a fan of either of them, but I can see the value in the starters. I mean, Broncos D is good, so I think you'll struggle to get a very big total from either of them. But
RB2?
RB2 stroke flex would be a push.
I'd be the same. I'm in no way inspired by either of them. I think you've got Quincy Enunwa maybe as a flex. But other than that, I think you've got your Denver skill players, running backs, receivers who are worth putting in your squad this week. Other than that, I'm just trying to think like if I'm getting anyone, like no, Chris Herndon, probably nowhere near. I think we can leave it at just the Denver receivers and backs. The D? Would you play their D against the Jets? Against rookie Sam Darnold?
Yeah, I definitely would. I think in every league they're going to be a starter. I don't think there's many leagues that will leave them out this week.
I mean, obviously, it's hugely matchup based, but you don't have many choices because no one's stashing 3Ds.
No.
Next one, which could be 50-48 or could be 30-40, could be anything high scoring, I imagine. Two not great or beat up defenses, two good quarterbacks.
No, neither of these teams have had a good start to the season. It is the Falcons at the Steelers.
So Big Ben's at home, though. So Big Ben's a play.
He is at home.
At home, Big Ben is the man.
He is locked down as my starter, and he is not going anywhere this week.
Yeah, I think when he plays away, he's half of his fantasy points must be close to half of when he is at home, which is, you'd think for a professional athlete, they should be able to deal with that a bit better. Whether it's just him or it's him and the team who are responsible, I'm not too sure. But either way, let a lot of points in. Atlanta's defense is beat up. High scoring affairs, but I think you've got a Matt Ryan and a Ben Roethlisberger who are like QB1s, could be, you know, top 5 QBs this week.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Devontae Freeman still out. You've got, in his place, Tevin Coleman, And after this week, Ito Smith scoring points. Like, thanks for that. Not help nobody. But, I mean, Tevin Coleman's there. Why, you know, everyone who's starting Tevin Coleman expecting a nice high total and TD's going to this other geezer.
I'm sure Craig will pick him up this week.
Craig will definitely pick him up. Craig loves a pickup. I think Tevin Coleman's an RB2. I think James Connor's probably at least an RB2. Mm-hmm. AB is a start, lock and load. Juju didn't have a great week, but Ben at home, he's a receiver one, you know. James Washington maybe as a flex. Both D's stay well clear.
Julio
has got to get in that. He's not in that end zone right yet. He's not been in that end zone yet in four games.
No, he's had a few hundred yard games though. He's still putting totals up.
So he's locked in. He's still going to get you those yards, and when he gets in the end zone, which is only a matter of time, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be 30 burger. It's going to be more. I think when he gets going, watch out. So this could be the game against the Steelers D, where you see what you drafted him for. You drafted him round one, round two, because you were at the tail end of both. So you got two in a row, right?
Yeah, he was my second round pick.
But not that it really matters, because you had two consecutive picks, but you would class him as after Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
Which makes a lot of sense, I think. Opposite side of the ball, the stud from Alabama, another Alabama receiver like Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley. I mean, the last 2 weeks, this guy, was he picked up by Craig?
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't surprise him.
I think Andy's got him. I think Andy picked him up, which was quite good, quite a good pickup. I picked up Matt Ryan, so I'll be playing Matt Ryan this week over Kirk Cousins. You got Big Ben. You playing Big Ben?
Big Ben is in.
He's in, locked and loaded already.
One QB that's fit and healthy at the moment.
Have you not, who else did you have?
I've not offloaded Jimmy G yet.
Oh, Jimmy G. Why is he still on your bench, mate?
Because I don't need my bench to beat you.
I didn't need your bench because all your bench were suspended or on IR.
Or bad.
So you basically had to play the team that you played. So that means you get no credit for the team you chosen. Whereas I had the difficulty of picking between Stephon Diggs and Cooper Kupp as my flex. And who'd have thought I made the wrong choice when Stephon Diggs got 15 points? Anyway, back on track. I think Scorefest, any RB receiver ones are going in. Next, Raiders Chargers, the Battle of LA.
Mm-hmm.
Straight out of Oakland, Marshawn Lynch. I think he's in there. Amari Cooper, I hate him. He's rubbish. He's very talented, but he's pants at fantasy for you. Philip Rivers, guaranteed start. Jared Cook, still somehow delivering. Craig picked him up after his big week.
Standard.
And then, no much. I don't feel any other Raiders, though. A Cook, maybe, and Marshawn Lynch. Chargers-wise, got some receivers. You got your Mike Williams. Big body target, BMW, Big Mike Williams. You've got...
BMW.
Who's BW? You've got, obviously, Keenan Allen, who's been a bit beat up and not delivered that much like a Julio Jones this year. He's sort of... He's got in the end zone, but he's not had the points totals to go with it. Then you've got your Melvin Gordon, lock and load. And you've probably got an Eckler as at least flex. Because he's been getting not only, you know, not as many touches, but he's been so productive. He's got in the end zone, and his yards per carry eclipse, I think, Melvin Gordon. So he's in there. I think that's about it. I mean, this is technically a Sunday AM game. It's 9:05. So it's the later games. It's still a Sunday game, but it'll be finished right, getting close to Monday morning. So I understand most people don't watch this second round of games, but. So yeah, the people you can lock in are your Gordons and probably Keenan Allen, because the Raiders D ain't been great, secondary at least.
No, stay away from the D's.
Stay away. Chargers D against Derek, nothing to throw to. I've got the Chargers D, so I want to get your opinion.
That's exactly why I said.
That's right. Yeah. Thanks. Okay, next one, big one. I think you got your Vikings versus your Super Bowl defending champions, the Eagles.
Yeah, I like this game.
Eagles ain't got going. I've got. half of the Vikings team on my roster. I got Kirk Cousins, but I ain't starting him against the Eagles.
The Vikings lose, Joel loses.
Yeah, basically. Well, I mean, not this week because I benched them all and they all did really well. When was that? No, that was the Rams. Vikings ain't starting Kirk Cousins. Dalvin Cook, what have you done to me? You got two last week. You're messing around. The O-line ain't protecting. The A-line ain't giving blocks. Dalvin Cook. Flex. I can't believe I'm saying it. My second round pick. this guy who tore the league apart before he ripped his ACL 12 months ago. Who destroyed everything he played. Stephon Diggs, star. Adam Thielen, star. Kyle Rudolph, probably is. You know, if you've got Kyle Rudolph, you ain't starting anybody else.
He's in my team.
He's in your team. Eagles side. Backfield's a mess. Ajayi fractured back. Smallwood. Sproles is out. Like.
They're going to be throwing the ball, right?
Yeah.
They're going to be throwing.
Swagalore. Alshon Jeffrey's back. You've got those two. That's a big up. You have Rich. Who was it? Jordan Matthews came back from his sofa to score a TD last week. Got the phone call and within a week was on a field of an NFL team. You know, he'd played there before, I think, so he knew what he was doing. But, I mean, that's quite to come in, make that impact, you know, I think that's... I mean, what are you doing if you're another receiver at the Eagles and you've been there all summer? What have you been doing? I think your Alshon Jeffrey, your Swagalore, sorry, Nelson Aguilar, your Thielen, your Diggs, your Rudolph, your Cook is a flex, man. If you've got Kirk Cousins, then, you know, you got no one else. I think you can start him because those receivers, if they're eating, he's throwing. But I'd watch out with that D. Anyway, we'll move on to the next game, which will be the Cardinals and the 49ers. Okay, this is Garden Leave, where we ask Andy Thompson, who's currently between jobs, about things he's looked into, because he's got time to do it, and nobody else does. So, just bear with us a second if we give him a call.
Hello?
Hi, is that Andrew Thompson?
It is, yeah.
Hello, Andrew Thompson. This is the NFL, FUK NFL podcast.
Your radio voice is amazing.
Oh, that's great. Nice to hear. Appreciate it. We've reached the section of the podcast where it's called Garden Leave, and it's all those things that no one else has got time to look into because they've got jobs.
Oh, beautiful.
So we were just looking, is there anything you've looked into in the past couple of days, you know, over the past week that you've, you know, been able to put a lot more depth into than us other, you know, tax-paying people?
I would love to tell you, but no.
You'd love to tell me? So obviously you're not going to tell me because you think it's going to be some sort of secret about the NFL that we've not seen. All right, then. Well, I'll tell you what. Seeing as you're not going to do that, how do you feel about your recent trade where you've gathered Odell and who was it? Jordan Reed for...
It was indeed, yeah.
For Zach Ertz and... Who did you give up? Mike Evans?
Yeah.
How are you feeling about that?
I'm feeling good. Feeling good.
Do you feel like you've trade-raped our friend?
Not really, no. Odell's had a bit of a nightmare this season, so... We'll see how we go.
I mean, if we consider consistent 100-yard games a nightmare...
it's all about them bonus points.
You keep your sales pitch for Marv, mate. Don't be giving it to us. As soon as he fires over that into that end zone, he's straight up into, you know, top five receiver.
Who's us? Who's there?
Who's us? We've got me here and we've got Stato Callum with us tonight.
Stato, nice. Obviously, because nightmare to trade with Callum.
Nightmare to trade with Callum, yeah. And you're a nightmare to trade with because you trade rep people.
Maybe a nightmare, but that's why I'm top of the league.
He's top of the league, so yeah, you've got to respect
that. Starting to sound like Craig, isn't he? Starting to sound like Craig.
Yeah, well, don't worry, we've had a good couple of segments on this where we talk about Craig. We talk about Craig. Don't worry, we spoke about how people don't like Craig already on this podcast. He gets a jibe in every section, nearly.
Nice.
So yeah. So other than that, how you feeling with your season so far?
Not too bad. To be fair, 2-2. I'll take it. Bit of a nightmare week last week, but brought it back this week. So yeah, good, right?
I mean, I've got to say, I'd be happy with 2-2 right now.
yeah, I bet you want to be fair.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, from the great heights of 10-0 to 1-3.
It's a nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
I mean, I'd just like a formal apology from the Vikings, really.
Who'd have thought you'd gone to bed a happy man and then woke up this morning like this?
We've been through last night's games. Yeah, don't worry.
Sorry,
say again.
I won't bring it up. I do apologise.
Well, we're now calling them Tuesday morning games.
Friday morning.
We're sticking to strictly British timing, so it's Friday morning football, FMF.
Yeah.
And then we have Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday morning games. So all in all, you're fairly confident going forward for the next 12 weeks.
I'm going to bring Craig down a peg or two tonight. This week, sorry.
Will you be watching Thursday night football?
Oh, of course. I'm in on garden leave, aren't I? So
might as well. You must be in Friday morning football.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, Friday morning, yeah.
Okay, that's good. Have you got any players in that one? In the Colts Patriots?
No. Oh, I have actually. I've got Koskowski.
I think he'll give you a fairly good read in this week.
Yeah, hopefully. A good start. Craig gets on the rocks if you get a good start against him.
Have you got Craig this week?
I have.
Well, all I can say is good luck from everybody in the league and
everybody,
the country.
Everybody, yeah. I'll be honest, that was slightly why I got that trade through. Because I said, I've got to beat Craig this week.
So you used as leverage. Please give me him.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. So
I'm open about that. I don't care. I think everyone else in the league will join me about that. So.
I don't think anyone would.
Everyone appreciates that.
I think the only person Craig will be calling collusion.
Standard. He does it every day, doesn't he, sir?
He does, but you know, he's also the greatest football knowledge man.
Just a quick question: can you collude with yourself?
Can you collude with yourself? Yeah, I think that's split personality disorder.
Exactly. Well, Craig keeps saying I collude with myself, so just asking the question.
I mean, the commissioner has been found guilty of collusion.
this is my point.
You did actually do it with yourself, didn't you? You
exactly.
Changed the rules between yourself.
There we go. Is it collusion if I do it for myself?
It was seconded and thirded by myself and I, wasn't it, that decision?
It was indeed, yeah.
This is commissioner who changed league rules midweek because he couldn't add as many people as he wanted. So
that's why Jordan Reed. And I've ended up with McGann.
Yeah, you've traded for him.
This has happened.
But you've ended up with Odell, so...
Yeah, true. You better go off this week.
He's had a nightmare season, hasn't he?
He has, yeah. Nightmare.
Why have you picked him up then?
God knows. Good training by the name, didn't I?
Oh, mate, you trade rapist. Speaking of trade rape, Ben.
Oh, God, here we go.
Ben giving you Zach Ertz.
Oh, yeah, this is excellent time and balance tonight.
Ben giving you Zach Ertz for LeSean McCoy.
Oh, dear.
Who is terrible this season and hurt.
I asked him, what do you want for Ertz? And he said, I'll take any of your running backs off your bench. So, hey, it's not my fault.
Right, as we've explained to the other listeners, the rookie Ben Such, brought in by Tyler, lots of time at home to clearly study this year.
Is that his full title?
It's not his working title. I think you won that one, hands down.
That would be trade rape.
That is trade rape.
No,
and then you've used said trade rape.
Technically, is it trade rape if he offered it to me?
No, it's not. But he also offered Jared Goff for Carson Wentz. So we know he's vulnerable.
Well, there you go. I just took advantage of a bad situation for him.
Can I just say, he was clearly able to be taken advantage of. So I sent him Dalvin Cook for somebody really good. I sent him Dalvin Cook for Saquon Barkley. He didn't accept that one.
He didn't. I tried to get Barkley off him.
That's pretty harsh, because I think he's accepted obviously more stupid trades, but he won't accept my Saquon Barkley trade.
Dalvin Cook's having a nightmare.
He is having a nightmare. That's why I thought he'd accept it.
Trade incoming. He's going to send you a trade for Dalvin Cook soon.
Is he? Well, as long as you can get me Saquon off Ben, because he won't trade with me, and I'll trade you Saquon for Dalvin Cook.
Is Zeke up for grabs?
Zeke is definitely not up for grabs whatsoever.
Definitely not, no.
You mean the NFL's current leading rusher?
Well, don't really matter, does it? Still 1-3.
That's like saying projections don't matter. No, it's not, actually, because this is true, and he's already achieved it. So, if you want to give me him, I'm open to offers, but bear in mind, they will be extremely expensive.
That's fine. In fact, I'm happy this week now. Let's go.
Right, okay. Well, are you playing again? Sorry, but Craig?
Yeah.
Well, for me and every other member of the Fantasy Podcast, please win. Appreciate your time, thank Commissioner.
You. See you later.
See you later, mate. Bye-bye. So, yeah, great to hear from our Commissioner there, our guilty Commissioner. Moving on, we'll move on to the Craig. What was it? What was his production called? His section called? His section was... Basically, it's about the guy who scored the most points.
Craig Point Picker.
Craig will pick up anyone who gets the most points. So we'll see who his hot pick for this week was.
Welcome to the O2 message.
I mean, Craig. I think voicemail. He'll be picking up voicemail off the waiver wire. Maybe not. Never mind. We'll have to make do without him. But I think so far I've been pretty happy with this podcast. If you've got any feedback, feel free to tweet or message us. Happy to listen to our viewers. Happy to change this podcast however we need to best please you guys. So hope you've enjoyed it so far, and I think we've only got a little bit of time left.
Craig's just decided to try and run back.
We'll get it finished. Craig has decided he wants to partake, maybe. So if you just hold forward, we'll give him another call. He's coming in now.
Hello.
Hello there. Is that Craig Edmondson?
No, fuck off you.
please be aware this is a family podcast and swearing is encouraged.
Is encouraged?
Yeah, this is a family podcast and there will be lots of fucking swearing.
Okay.
So yeah, welcome to the FUK NFL podcast, Craig.
Hiya.
We're straight off the phone to our guilty commissioner, who he's been giving a bit of banter about your matchup this week. So have you got anything you'd like to say in your defence, or you know how you feel this week?
This is
being recorded as we speak, mate. Yeah.
Okay, it's fine.
How are you feeling this week?
Confident as usual.
Is that misplaced confidence, or is it just, you know, anything in particular you feel good about?
The fact that I'm drawn top of the league so far with a 3-1 record.
You are indeed. Yeah, but I think you are technically in second place on point, because Callum's first place. Is that right, Callum?
I think points scored.
Callum's first just on points four, but
come the end of the year, that'll count, mate, you know?
Yeah, but I'll beat Callum, so it won't matter.
Okay. Fighting talk. Let's just stick it to Andy this week. We don't want to run out of all of our content in one podcast. So yeah, you're feeling good this week. You're feeling good about your matchups and your team.
Yeah, I've changed my defense anyway this week. I'm in the middle of changing, which is under through waivers.
Are you putting the Jets in again?
So you're picking up the Jets?
No.
But you're not going to tell us because it's currently on waivers.
Yeah. I don't know who's ahead of me.
Just so you know,
everyone apart from me.
you can tell me, mate, because I'm bottom.
Well, I'm feeling confident as the week just gone. I think I've got a record high for myself of what was it, 154 points, 152, something like that.
Yeah, some amateur score, yeah.
Amateur score. You wish you'd score even half of that.
I think, what did I get Callum this week? 130?
Two less than me.
Yeah, two less than Callum. Yeah, cheers, mate. Brilliant. Yeah, so we've been talking. It's our first episode, obviously. Fortunately, due to some amazing planning, it's coming week five of the season. But I mean, it's something we're gonna keep doing every week, and don't worry, we've well versed the world in how little you're liked in the league.
We have.
Have you seen the latest trade? How do you feel about Andy's latest pickups this week?
I think there's been a bit of collusion. Why? How's he picked up as Ertz and given away McCoy?
Well, he gave us his reasoning. He told us how that came about, actually, live on air.
All right, go on.
So he said to Ben, obviously seasoned pro rookie, what do you want for Zach Ertz? To which Ben replied, any of your running backs on your bench.
What?
I'm pretty sure would be a very low price for Zach Ertz, which I'm sure you'll agree.
Yeah, probably I'd say the best best tight end, if not, you know, one of the top three, would
yeah,
you say?
Yeah, you got your Kelce's and your Gronk. I'd say he's third place. That's my personal place. But,
yeah.
You know, for a bench RB who is coming back from bruised ribs, cracked ribs, and on a poor team, that's a low price, right?
Yeah, very low.
But coming from the commissioner,
I can't believe that Andy, commissioner, right, who's one of the more veteran players, should I say, on the fantasy league, has even let that go.
Well, he's not going to let it. He's going to let it go if it means he's getting a good deal, isn't he?
Well, I know, but it's against the guy who didn't even know what he was doing come draft day.
Was that you?
No. I always wing it on draft day.
Oh, but yeah, I mean, he's, you know, yes, he's commissioner, but at the end of the day, he's off. Apparently, he offered up this trade. But we are talking about the same guy who offered up Carson Wentz for Jared Goff, who then went and dropped a 50-burger.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's taking advantage, whether it's trade rape or not.
Yeah.
He's definitely taking advantage, but...
But well, then he's traded him straight away, hasn't he?
Yeah, so he then used him as collateral.
Yes.
So it was Zach Ertz and Mike Evans for Odell and Jordan Reed.
I think that's a close trade. It is a close trade. The only thing it being is, obviously, like I said before, is the Buccaneers QB. We don't really know what's going on there. We don't know how it's going to, you know, fall into plan, really, do we?
We don't, which is a great point. If you say, as I said before, though, just remember, none of the listeners were part of our WhatsApp group, so they haven't heard you say it before.
True.
But yeah, I completely agree. I think Tampa Bay's defense is a mess, so they're going to have to throw the ball a lot. But, but you know, Jameis is just coming back. Jameis has had his fair share of troubles behind under center. So, yeah, I agree. I think I'd rather have Odell.
I would have Odell just because he's more consistent.
Definitely. But then at the same time, you know, you're trading Zach Ertz for a Jordan Reed. You'd rather have Zach Ertz, wouldn't you?
That was Andy's plan all along because Andy knows that Marcus is a Eagles fan, so he's got Zach Ertz to sort of butter him up and use that as like the icing on the cake for that trade because he wanted Odell.
I think there might have been a bit more icing, but yeah, I think that's definitely definitely plausible and definitely helped.
He's
helped
a sneaky
secure
one, that Andy.
Sorry.
He's a sneaky one, that commissioner.
He is a sneaky one. I wish we could have a three-way call right about now because I feel like things could get very heated and non-PG. but yeah, I mean, other than that, so you're feeling good. You're feeling good about your season?
So far, so good. At first, I wasn't. At first, I thought I had a mediocre team, but turned out my individual players that I had kind of showed up, sort of thing.
Yeah. Definitely.
They stepped up.
How did you feel after the draft? Who did you think? Did you see people's lineups? Who did you feel had? Who did you think?
Yeah,
who would you project in the? Say, who would you have thought would have been in the final?
I hate to say it, but I thought Marcus. I thought Marcus was going to be in the final.
I thought he had quite a good team.
Good lineup. Yeah.
It seemed to fall quite well. His draft position was good. He was mid range. He got Gurley. Yeah. He didn't have too long to wait for a pick. I think it really helped him.
Ryan as well. Ryan had quite a good team, actually.
Ryan, who's currently pretty low, I think. He's on the same level.
I know he is. But, I mean, he had Kamara. He's got Kamara, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has got Kamara, yeah.
Kamara's been storming it, so...
Definitely. I think, and think about last year. He was bottom for 90% of the year, and then he ended up winning.
Because he got Gurley.
Because of Todd Gurley.
But that was because of a stupid trade. Who did he trade for? Was it Michael Thomas for Todd Gurley or something?
I can't remember, but either way, he came out well, didn't he?
Yeah.
Was it Andy he traded with? I hope so.
Yeah, he did.
But that, think about Andy.
On commissioner.
Andy cried about that all night long, though. So.
Yes, he did.
Not that you'd admit it.
But while we're live on your podcast, we may as well point out that Marcus is the sacko at the minute.
Oh, you just wanted to let everybody know. Yeah, we didn't get too deep into league history.
Right. Well, at the minute, Marcus has to wear the Sacco T-shirt.
Of course.
Because he sucks at fantasy so far at the minute.
He does. Regardless of how good his team is this year, he's going to be 12 months the Sacco.
That's it, yeah. That's
okay.
The one.
Okay, well, fortunately, just to let everyone know, our commissioner bought a double XL, so it fit everybody in the league. Marcus is by far the smallest, probably in a child's large.
He does wear child's large clothes.
So, as you can imagine, it's more of a tent than a T-shirt for Marcus.
Yes.
But, I mean, he did. He's not fulfilled that duty quite yet, has he? He's been a bit lax with wearing that T-shirt. Can we get a bit more strict with that?
He's got some forfeits coming his way, don't worry.
Oh, has he? I mean, I'm not going to let
Commissioner let him get away with it.
I think that's only fair, but, I mean, at the same time, Commissioner got away with his own collusion with himself, didn't he, really? He got off pretty scot-free.
Changing the...
We just spoke to him about that.
Yeah.
He didn't seem to get any punishment for that.
Yeah, he's a bit of a dodgy bastard.
He's a bit of a... As we say in this child-friendly podcast, a dodgy bastard. So anyway, it's been good to talk, mate.
Is this supposed to be child-friendly?
The whole idea is no, as you can probably gather. Yeah, if it was child-friendly, we would have warned you pre-call. At which I'm sure you would have come in with a series of expletives to start your phone call. But no, the whole idea is fuck it, you know, whatever.
All right, okay, that's all right.
When we involve Craig... There was no way we were keeping it below a 15 rating, so we just decided to get rid of that and put an explicit lyrics sticker at the bottom.
Right.
Like my favourite rap albums.
But all 15-year-olds are encouraged to stay away from Craig.
Can I drop a C-bomb then?
No, you can't drop C-bombs, that's just rude.
Why?
I can bleep it out.
Please.
No, there's no need to... I mean, if you're talking about...
I couldn't.
You couldn't. Then that's fine. But let's leave it there. We don't need to be. Just because we can doesn't mean we should. All right.
Okay. Shit balls.
Yeah, shit balls. Right. So that's going to be your new nickname every time we call you up. Thanks for your time. It's good. We'll definitely be back week in, week out, and we'll hopefully this podcast will get better week by week, and we'll get a bit more in depth into the. Cross group banter and the like.
Yeah. Well, so. Give us a shout next time, and I'll try and come in house and I can rip into everybody that we phone up.
Yeah, well, I mean, we might need a podcast alone just for that. So we might need an evening with Craig.
Craig's podcast of unbelievable banter or shanter, whatever
the
you C-bomb. Want to.
Craig's podcast. Got you. Right, Craig, cheers for that, Craig. We'll speak to you again soon.
Cheers, Colin. Bye.
Not bad. Okay, well, after that lively call from Craig, I think we'll have to issue him a warning just to calm down, just because he can swear. Coming up next week will probably be our second edition. And we'll go back through all the important news, all the important stories and matchups, and we're looking forward to it. Hope you all guys enjoyed this one, and back soon.